Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Greater Good Ministry Radio and Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. Broadcasting every Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. Join Psychic Tina Marie and Bob Weber as they invite you, along with their special guests, for a weekly journey of the paranormal. Learn about paranormal happenings and call in for a psychic mini-read. To call into the show, dial 347-237-5339. Or join us in the interactive chat room for your comments and your questions. Now let's get to the show. It's Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal.
All right, welcome to the show. It is August 12th. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight. This is Greater Good Ministry Radio, Primarily Paranormal. We also will be doing some mini readings tonight. We've got Mr. Bob Weber in the house.
Always a pleasure being here by your
there
side.
You go.
At any show I can possibly do with you. I love taking care of the switchboard, man in the chat room. And if you want to call into the show, dial 347-237-5339. Press 1 to let us know. And you know, would be interested to know if you have any paranormal stories. We always like sharing that because we are, again, primarily paranormal.
Well,
but we do. We always said never to say
you
do.
You said don't say
never
that.
Say do do.
We do.
You do. You do.
Anyway.
You do. Psychic mini rings towards the back half of the show.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, so if you have a psychic reading you'd like to have done, a mini reading, go to the, just dial in, 347-237-5339, again, press 1. And during the break, I will try and get your name and your date of birth. That way I've got it all loaded up, and I can have Tina ready for you. There's no one in the chat room. A guest was in there, but I guess they decided to call in. And we thank everyone for...
Absolutely. Give the number out one more time.
It is 347-237-5339.
You know what we're going to do?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my golly bum. I have a few things I'd really like to talk to everybody about in reference to working in the paranormal in respect for what it is that I've been doing for like 30 years. It was a progression.
And what we're going to do, we're going to mix that with the top 10 most haunted places.
Absolutely.
In the United States.
But I'm going to tell you, I've seen some really disturbing stuff today, and it was.
And we'll get to that because that one is number 4 on the list.
Yep, we're going to get to it.
But anyway, you know, there's several different ghost stories or shows out there and highlight many of these locations that we are going to talk about here tonight. But,
some I've investigated. That's why it's so close to my heart.
Yep.
And we're just going to try to bring you the most, they say knowledge helps with ignorance. It really stops fear. But I am really disturbed at the things, a couple of things I've seen today. And we're going to talk just a little bit about it. And we are absolutely going to be taking in psychic readings. What's the number of readings? What is the number, honey?
It is
calling to this show.
347-237-5339. Again, press 1 to let us know. But we're going to start right off with the top 10. You know, whether you believe it or not, you know, America's towns are filled with true ghost stories, and they're passed down. And, you know, from haunted fortresses to historical military spots to grisly tales of suffering and death. And we're going to share some of these locations with you and just give you a brief synopsis of these different locations. And, you know, if you want to call in and talk about the, you know, oh, yeah, I remember that with ghost adventurers or ghost hunters, you know, we'd love to hear your comments and what you thought of the location.
Oh, absolutely. But really quickly, right here on Grady Good Ministry of Radio, I'd like to tell everybody out there, first and foremost, I've done quite a few investigations, paranormal investigations, with the founder of GGRM, Barbara DeDozier, right here on Grady Good Ministry of Radio. We have always tried to educate the public, learn what we can, and always have respect for spirit. And that's why I've got a little flair today, because I was really disturbed at some of the stuff I read today.
You got something in your crawl?
Yeah, I got something in my crawl, and it don't feel good, and
yeah.
I tried to release it. But the biggest thing is trying to educate the public to be aware. You cannot, please do not disrespect spirit. It doesn't matter what it is. Because believe it or not, it will come back to haunt you.
There you go.
All right.
At any rate, first location I'd like to talk about is the Moundsville Penitentiary in Moundsville, West Virginia. Now, during its 100 years of operation, the Moundsville Penitentiary in West Virginia was America's most violent correctional facility, and the final stop for almost 1,000 criminals. The prisoners lived in cramped quarters, which led to a lot of riots. Many men were hung and killed in the electric chair, while others were murdered by other prisoners. The prison closed in 1995, but according to some, tortured spirits are still behind the bars.
Aww.
And in the bowels of the prison, which may be seen and heard on a tour, if you're ever to tour that facility. Now, obviously, a lot of probably what happens here is residual happening here.
A lot of
here.
Residual, absolutely.
Because when a life is taken in a very violent way, I mean, it just doesn't have time to pass, and it just gets... What are you doing?
I'm looking at you.
Okay, no, you're not. You're looking at something else. At any rate. But whenever you have that hard energy like that, you know, that gets taken so suddenly, it's kind of like, whoa, can't believe it happened, and, you know, just got to, it just stays there. It's a residual. I'm sure there are some active haunts there. You know, otherwise it wouldn't have this claim as being one of the most haunted locations.
When people do get violently killed, or there's a lot of motion behind an early death, it is a residual. I can't say nine times out of ten, but a lot of times it is just the energy left in an area. Whether they tear it down or not, it's still in the area. Absolutely.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously prisons, there's a lot of violence there, so, you know, I would be confident that if we were to go up there and do an investigation there, we would come up with many, many EVPs and many sightings.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
But,
and where was that?
That was at Moundsville Penitentiary in Moundsville, West Virginia.
Okay, what's the next one?
The next one, this is the famous one, Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum.
Ooh.
In Weston, Virginia.
We had them on our show.
That's right.
Absolutely.
About two weeks ago,
we had them on our program.
Had the owner of it,
yep.
And she is trying to keep it as a historical site. And actually,
and I think they're really respectfully doing that area.
They're doing a wonderful job. They've got a team of volunteers up there.
Absolutely.
I know that they needed some roofing materials. So if you're up there, you can donate. You know, please
check it out
and give them some support.
And by
golly, trying to retain the history.
From what I know, and from what you know, and what we have investigated thus far, they are truly keeping everything very so respectful. It is a beautiful, beautiful. They're trying to protect spirit that's locked in that area.
Right, and just a little history on it. Once known as the Western State Hospital, the asylum was home to thousands of people with mental illnesses starting in 1864.
Yeah.
Hundreds of these people died before the facility closed in 1994. Spirits are said to be haunted in this building and the grounds today, dating back to the Civil War era when the asylum grounds served as a military post. Now, paranormal tours and facilities feature the two-hour visits at the asylum in four main hotspots.
But they do not. The one thing cool about all this, there's no provoking or taking advantage of any kind of spirit in that location.
And
I think that's the coolest thing right there.
And they will also do more intense ghost hunting with an 8-hour overnight paranormal adventure.
Absolutely.
To experience, you know, with ghost hunter guides.
There you go. What's the third one, Daddy?
And this is the one that got your crawl.
Oh, we're going to get in it?
Yes, we are.
I seen an article today.
But you know what? Before we get into it, we're going to take a commercial break.
Oh, my. And everybody that's calling in for a psychic reading, the number is
347-237-5339. Press 1 to let us know. But you're listening to Primarily Paranormal here on the Greater Good Ministry Radio Network on WGGM. We'll be right back after this brief message. Psychic Tina Marie hopes you're enjoying Primarily Paranormal tonight and welcomes you back each Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. This show is on the paranormal, and Tina provides psychic mini readings as a sample of what she can do. Visit our website at misstina.com to learn more about Tina and to book your psychic reading today. Make sure to click the special link for special savings on your next reading. That's misstina.com. MISSTENA.com. Now let's get back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. Tina Marie has been a paranormal investigator for over 30 years, working over 1,000 cases. If you feel you have a paranormal situation, contact Tina and the Gulf Coast Paranormal. We will either personally investigate your case or refer a reputable investigation team in your area. Contact Tina and the Gulf Coast Paranormal at GulfCoastParanormal.com. And welcome back to the show, Primarily Paranormal. And if you do have a paranormal situation and you don't know what to do with it, please contact us at GulfCoastParanormal.com. If we can't handle it personally, we will find a reputable team in your area that will help you.
Yeah, we've got Dixie Boo Resource.
Yep,
and
absolutely.
We've got a great lineup. Anything, the other thing I'd like to tell everybody really quickly before we're going to talk about one more paranormal place.
No, we're going to keep going.
In reference.
We'll get to Altan.
Yeah, you're going to do it? You're going to do it?
I'll do Altan.
But anybody online, we are going to do psychic readings. Do not hang up. But anything that I book through this programming, all proceeds go right back. The Greater Good Ministry Radio. Thank you for supporting this lovely, lovely site.
That's right. And if you want to learn more about Greater Good Ministry Radio, visit their website at ggmradio.com and take a look at the gift shop. Reverend B's got beautiful jewelry, stones, got a great bookstore. probably wrote the quintessential book on stones. So make sure you look that
crystal
up.
Personal healing. It's wonderful.
Personal healing, so make sure you look that up.
All right, now I'm going to bend a little bit.
And to dial into the store, the show, it's 347-237-5339. Press 1 to let us know you'd like to talk to Tina or us. And we're going to get into our next top limp.
I'm going to vent just a little bit.
And before she does that, back in June 10th, 1912, an old farmhouse at 508 East 2nd Street became a grisly crime scene. The horrendous murders of Josiah B. Moore, his wife, and four children and two young girls who were overnight guests rocked this small town in Villisca, Iowa.
Yeah, the axe murders.
The murderer was never identified.
All right, we're going to talk about this a little bit. Everybody out there, I was raised just a few miles from this location, had no knowledge of it whatsoever until after I was raised in Iowa. And I was 17, 18 before I ever heard of this location, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And but I got to be honest, today I seen something that Sci-Fi produced. I'm a big fan of sci-fi, always have been, always will be, and a lot of the different programming. But I got to say, today what I saw, a good friend of mine, a producer, sent some video to me and how a paranormal group went into this location. And I'm just really disturbed because at that particular time, you know, they're referring to the grisly murders of four children, two adults, and people are going into this location. And I'm not trying to badmouth nothing. I really am not. This is just me trying to speak to y'all.
What did they do that pissed you off?
Oh, what really made me mad? I'm going to tell you what really made me mad. They had some fool go in there. A paranormal group went in there. And they kept provoking and provoking, looking for a demon in this location with disrespect for the deceased children and mother and father in this location. That's blasphemy as far as I'm concerned. I've been doing this too long to, I got to tell you, I got so ill over this, I had to lay down. I had to literally lay down. I got so upset to watch this video. This ignorant individual, and yes, I said ignorant, went in this location and was cursing, trying to pull up negativity in the location. Nobody get, you know, this team not one time had any kind of remorse.
Or compassion.
Or compassion for the children that died in this location and the mom and dad.
Four children
and I
gotta
tell you,
girls.
I mean,
they were overnight guests.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, husband and wife, their four children.
Five
and
kids.
Two young,
yeah.
Six.
Oh, my gosh.
Four children and two young girls that were overnight guests. You know, horrific crime. And one thing when we do investigations, we always go in first, we always protect ourselves with a prayer.
Absolutely.
We go in with respect, trying to find answers. You know, I mean, personally, I go in to try and debunk things, why things are going bump of the night or why something's moving. But, you know, to go in there and provoke, to challenge, to mock entities that may or may not be there, it's wrong.
It's just
and that is not proper
spirit.
Ghost hunting. And, you know, we don't approve of that. And certainly any group that we refer to you in anywhere in the nation, you know, if you need paranormal help, you can be assured that we have checked them out thoroughly. We know their style. And they're going to be a very reputable group that will approach it with dignity and with the utmost respect.
You know, we're not trying to blasphemize anything in reference to sci-fi or any of these programs that are out there, but golly bum, you've got to have respect. You've got to have respect. That's why Bob and I, Barbara Dozier, and our close people that we affiliate with in reference to doing investigations, we are not out conjuring. We do not go out there and try to pull up the devil or any negative energy in a location.
We're not trying to get on sci-fi
channel. We don't want that.
That's not our goal. Our goal is to help people.
Absolutely. Educate individuals.
You know, educate what's going on in their location. And many of the times we can give some resolutions.
Absolutely.
Whether it be through a blessing, or, you know, a house blessing or whatever, and teach them how to protect themselves and how to deal with this on a daily basis.
I was just so upset about this because I couldn't even imagine the video I seen. Oh, look at all the callers. Don't hang up. We're going to be up there in just a moment. But I just had to get this off my chest. Years ago, Barbara Dozier, the founder of GGRM right here, she taught me a lot years ago. You don't disrespect. You don't provoke. You go in there and do the best you possibly can. As a clairvoyant and a psychic medium, I'm going to tell you, you go in there, you have compassion, and what is showed to us, we try to do something with it. If you can, you can. If you can't, you can't. But it's called respect. You go in there. This is just, I'm so burned up about this today. And I got to quit it. I'm fixing to let it go. But golly, bum, if you know, I hate thrill seekers. What I mean by hate, I don't hate nobody. But I think it's disgusting.
You disrespect them.
I want nothing to do with it.
But we're going to go through the rest of this list because we do have a host of callers. So
a slew of callers, and we're fixing to get to them.
We will get to you. So if you're listening and you want a psychic mini reading,
dial
347-237-5339. Press 1 to let us know, and we're going to get back to our list. Sammy Dean in Jerome, Arizona. Now, that was a former copper mining town with a paranormal reputation that dates back to the Wild West. The town is now just 400 residents, down from 15,000 in its heyday. But legend has it that there's plenty more ghosts and residents. There's more ghost residents today than there are actual residents due to all the mining accidents and gun shootouts. One well-known spirit was a working girl at Sammy Dean, a prostitute that was strangled by a customer in the old crib district. Her beautiful spirit still roams the alleys and looking for her killer who was never found.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, that's probably another residual haunting.
Residual.
You know, just looking
for
that
closure. Can you explain to everybody really quickly what residual means?
Residual and active or intelligent.
There you go.
You know, there's two different types of hauntings there. Or I guess three, the active.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
But a residual is, think of it as the old record. I mean, I know we all got CDs now, but an old record that had a skip on it, it would keep playing the same thing over and over and over. No matter what you did, how many times you tried to play it, it just kept playing that skip.
Until
you actually touched it to move it on. And sometimes with a residual haunting, that's all it needs, too. It needs to be skipped. It needs to be shown a way to see the light to let it go forward. But then you have what's called an intelligent haunting. Intelligent haunting is exactly what it sounds like. This is where a haunting will, you can ask some questions, and you've seen this probably on television, or you've heard EVPs. And we've captured this many times.
Oh, yeah.
Where you ask a question and you get a direct answer to your question. Now, you don't hear it, but you do hear it on the recording. And that is an active. I mean, I remember one time in a Crestview house, I asked this one spirit that made claims of always making footsteps up in the bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
And I asked a direct question. Do you enjoy making that noise to disturb the people downstairs? And it said yes.
Yeah, it went,
caught
hi.
It clear as bell.
It said, hello, yes.
Yeah. So those are your two, you know, different types of haunting, but there's a lot more. There's ogres and whatever. But we won't get into that tonight. We'll save that for another show.
You know what we need to do? We're going to go to a commercial break. And you know what? We're going to come back to area code. What's the first one up there in
Well, no, I'm going to rip through a couple more of these because...
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
You want to rip?
I'm going to rip them out.
All right.
The Cuban Club in Tampa, Florida.
Oh, man.
Yep. Yeah,
that's a good one.
That can
down
be located in,
in
Tampa's Tybor City.
Ybor. Ybor.
Ybor.
Ybor City. Been there.
Okay.
Woo-hoo!
And in 1917 was a popular hangout for Cuban immigrants that enjoyed the ballroom, outdoors, the shell, and the cantina, and the stage for the dance floor. Today, the compound is protected by the National History Register, hosts concerts and special events, and the setting for many ghost stories about the spirits playing the piano and riding the elevator.
Do you know who played there?
Who?
Lucille Ball.
She
Her
did.
Husband, Desi. Oh, yes. Oh, my golly bum. We're talking a lot of imports out of Cuba. That's when things weren't so tight. When a lot of cigar individuals, they had cigar workers. And that was a big import, cigars, Cuban cigars. Lucy Ball and all of them were up there. Been there, let me tell you. It is cool beans.
Next on our list is Fort Mifflin in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, built
in
1771. This fort was the country's only Revolutionary War battlefield that's still intact.
Whoa.
There are 14 restored buildings on the ground on the Delaware River that are reported with plenty of spirits from the past. Among the ghosts that are said to haunt this fort are a screaming woman whose crowds are so loud that the Philadelphia police have been called to investigate, only to find no one there.
Goodness.
And it also includes a faceless man that's wandering around the fort.
Goodness.
The Manhattan Bistro in New York, New York. Soho is one of Manhattan's hippest havens for the trendy shops and gourmet restaurants. But you can get more than you plan for at a dinner at a Manhattan Bistro, which is on Spring Street. It's a French restaurant with notable guests. Juliana Sam was killed in this building in 1799.
Goodness.
And she was thrown into the well into the basement. According to some ghost stories, her spirit often called the spirit of Spring Street.
Whoa.
And it manifests itself as a rising vapor from the kitchen floor, causing the front house mischief with flying ashtrays and shattering dishes.
Oh my gosh, she's not very happy.
Nope.
All right. But how about if we go to a real quick commercial break, and we're going to come back and we're going to start taking callers. What is the first number?
Well, John is going to be the first caller. That's area code 330.
All right.
Followed by Anna Marie.
All right.
Followed
everybody.
By 505 and 703.
Hold
but
on.
You're listening to Primarily Paranormal here on the Greater Good Ministry Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Psychic Tina Marie hopes you're enjoying Primarily Paranormal tonight and welcomes you back each Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. This show is on the paranormal, and Tina provides psychic mini readings as a sample of what she can do. Visit our website at misstina.com to learn more about Tina and to book your psychic reading today. Make sure to click the special link for special savings on your next reading. That's misstina.com. MISSTENA.com. Now let's get back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. psychic Tina Marie has been a paranormal investigator for over 30 years, working over 1,000 cases. If you feel you have a paranormal situation,
contact Tina and the Gulf Coast Paranormal.
We will either personally investigate your case or refer a reputable investigation team in your area.
Contact Tina and the Gulf Coast Paranormal at GulfCoastParanormal.com.
Greater Good Ministry Radio on Blog Talk Radio. It's all inspiration, all the time, with live and recorded programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that encourages upliftment and positivity. Join us for our live programming or listen to archived programs on Blog Talk Radio. For a complete programming lineup, visit ggmradio.com. Visit the gift shop for great value on special items for loved ones, or help GGM Radio by using the donate button. Now, back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal.
And welcome back to Primarily Paranormal with Psychic Tina Marie and myself. My name is Bob Weber, and we're getting ready to get into where Tina's going to do psychic meeting readings. And to dial into the show, dial right now at 347-237-5339. Press 1 to let us know. And remember, folks, these are just what's called mini readings. Mini readings is basically one question, two at the most. And just to kind of give you a sample of what Tina does. But if you want the full benefit, you need to go to our website at www.misstina.com, MISSTENA.com, and book a full psychic reading. We do have specials available right now, 20 minutes for $35 and also 30 minutes for $50. More time's going to give you more information, so, and we've got, you know, you can book up to an hour too. So,
all right.
Go ahead and get that book.
Who's our first caller, Dad?
Well, before we get to your first caller, I'm going to finish the top 10 real quick. I won't go into the details, but Moon River Brewery in Savannah, Georgia. You know, so check them out. The Sultan's Palace in New Orleans, Louisiana. And then also the, of course, they get one, it's in Lake Charles, Louisiana. How do you pronounce that?
Go ahead.
Casio, that's the, I don't know. I'm
Lake Charles, Louisiana. They've got a
Lake
great
Charles,
place
Louisiana.
You can check it out.
That's right. But it's a C-A-L-C-A-S-I-E-U courthouse in Lake Charles.
There you go.
Just go to the courthouse in Lake Charles, Louisiana. There you go.
All right.
But those are your top 10 most haunted locations.
Boom.
And that was rated by the Travel Channel, by the way. So if you want more information on that, visit the travelchannel.com and then put top, and then just search top 10 most haunted places, and you'll get that list.
Real quickly, I also would like to say thank you to all the guests in the chat room. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Boom, chickawawa. Yeah, we will do private readings out of there. Let's go ahead and do the...
We're going to go ahead and open up the phones now.
Absolutely.
And our first
They've
caller
been
tonight
so
for
patient.
Our psychic meeting. Yeah, and we appreciate you hanging on. He's been hanging on for 40 minutes. And that's going to be John. John, you're on the air with psychic Tina Marie.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. And Tina Marie, thank you for your service on the air. Before we begin with the reading, I just wanted to share a quick story. I've actually been to Moundsville with my wife. And
wow.
It's a... Yeah, we I surprised her about 4 or 5 years ago with tickets, or she surprised me, I can't remember. Run together after you've been together so long. And we went with a bunch of friends, and there are plenty of places to explore. We did a lot of EVP stuff down in the Sugar Shack. We were amateurs, so we're not sure if we did it correctly. In the cafeteria, we were able to contact spirits. It was pretty much knock once for yes, knock twice for no type deals. And and while I fell asleep at 4 a.m. on everybody else in the gym, they took a couple photographs, and that's when the ghost decided to show up. So I got to be the brunt of the joke, like, hey, the ghost won't show up until you go to sleep. So.
Oh, my goodness sakes. The reason why we pulled it up tonight is because of such disrespect for spirit.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I mean, I've got to be honest. We all are younger when we... The more we try to educate the public, and it's not an exact science. You know that.
No.
And we just really want to stress, everybody, please don't provoke, especially if there's a lot of tragedy there. What can I do for you tonight?
Well, I don't know if you have the contact with the animal world. About 2.5 weeks ago, we had one of our three cats run away, black and white cat, and my wife had a dream a couple weeks ago that she came back, and I've been going to the woods around the neighborhoods nightly. I've heard from another medium in my family that she is being...
What I think already?
Yeah.
Are you sure you're ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. It's not far from the house. I'd go back out to the main road and go up just a few, not far from the house. Your baby is up there.
She's still alive?
I don't think so.
Okay.
And I hate to deliver such a thing, but you called me and you asked me. I feel it's up the road, and you will find it. But, you know, like when you're driving down your road right before you go into your turn-in, back up a little bit. Look on the left or right because, you know, I kind of do things kind of backwards in my world, but I do believe it's on the left-hand side. It may be the right, but you will find it.
Okay.
Love and light to you.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for sharing your story with us. All right, let's go to the next caller.
We love it when people tell about their paranormal experiences.
I do.
Yeah.
My golly bum. Absolutely. Because, and what such respect.
Yep.
That's a key thing right there.
And I'm sure they had a great time doing that investigation. And, you know, and we certainly, you know, feel for your loss with your animals. We know how that is when one gets away and you can't find it. So... our prayers are with you.
Absolutely.
But let's move on to our next caller. That would be Anna Marie. You're on the air with Psychic Tina Marie. And your question.
Good evening. Good evening. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
My question is regards to career. I've currently been let go of my government contract in a couple of weeks. Actually, my last day is September the 10th, and I have been networking inside the company to try to land another job. One seems more lucrative than the other ones, and the company's called IBA, and I was wondering if you see anything connecting with that or any of the other jobs.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do. You're going back to work for, yes, you are.
With IBA?
I can't tell you, but it's going to be federal, and you're going back with it. You're not going to lose your benefits. You're going to lose something, but I'm going to tell you, you're going to be okay. You are absolutely going to be okay. That was just such a great... Oh, my gosh, the energy just went poo. You're going to be fine. You're a hard worker, and... your history will show itself.
Okay. Thank you so much
for calling in. You're going to be okay, sugar. All right. Let's get to the next caller.
Yeah, and we will. I just want to invite anyone that's listening, if you have a psychic mini-reading you would like to have done, call 347-237-5339. Press 1 to let us know. And remember, these are mini-readings. These are Tina's first impressions. If you want to book a full reading, visit our website at www.misstina.com, MISSTENA.com. Specials are currently running, 20 minutes for $35 and also 30 minutes for $50. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to have area code 505, you're on deck, and then area code 703. And you are again listening to Primarily Paranormal here on the Greater Good Ministry Radio Network on WGGM. We'll be right back after this brief message. Psychic Tina Marie hopes you're enjoying Primarily Paranormal tonight and welcomes you back each Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. This show is on the paranormal, and Tina provides psychic mini readings as a sample of what she can do. Visit our website at misstina.com to learn more about Tina and to book your psychic reading today. Make sure to click the special link for special savings on your next reading. That's misstina.com. MISSTENA.com. Now let's get back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. Psychic Tina Marie has been a paranormal investigator for over 30 years, working over 1,000 cases. If you feel you have a paranormal situation, contact Tina and the Gulf Coast Paranormal. We will either personally investigate your case or refer a reputable investigation team in your area. Contact Tina and the Gulf Coast Paranormal at GulfCoastParanormal.com. Good Ministry Radio on Blog Talk Radio. It's all inspiration all the time, with live and recorded programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That encourages upliftment and positivity. Join us for our live programming or listen to archived programs on Blog Talk Radio. For a complete programming lineup, visit ggmradio.com. Visit the gift shop for great value on special items for loved ones, or help GGM Radio by using the donate button. Now, back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. And welcome back to Primarily Paranormal with Psychic Tina Marie and myself, Bob Weber. To call into the show, dial 347-237-5339, press 1 to let us know. And also make sure you do visit Reverend B over at ggmradio.com. We love Barbara DeDozier. She's the founder of WGGM Radio, and make this show possible. And certainly, if you'd like to book a full reading, visit our website at www.misstina.com. MISSTENA.com.
There you go.
Any reading booked here, a portion does go back to Greater Good Ministry Radio to help keep us and all the great, terrific programming on the air.
There you go.
So you're ready to do some more reading?
Let's do it.
All right. Well, we haven't had a chance to interview you folks yet, and that's going to be area code 505. You're on the air with Psychic Tina Marie. I need your name and date of birth, please.
It's Janet.
Hey, Janet. How you doing tonight?
And your date of birth.
I'm doing really good, girlfriend.
All right. What's your date of birth?
5/13/50.
Oh, my golly bum. We got a tough cookie on air. What can I do for you?
Oh, just give me a reading, Tina. Let's see what happens.
General reading.
General reading. Are you ready, darling?
Yes, ma'am.
I see some really good stuff coming for you towards fall. You've got some stuff to lay down. All right, it's me and you talking.
Yep.
It's me and you talking, and here it comes. You
yep.
ready?
Yes, ma'am. I got chills.
She's got what?
We didn't hear that. What was that? You got
goosebumps.
Oh, my golly bum. First and foremost, you're very strong. You got some baggage. You got to lay it down. Quit looking backwards. And I'm going to tell you, I would hate for you to ever get mad at me. Swear to God, I would hate for you to ever get mad at me. Because you don't forget nothing. But we need to clean that up. You know that.
Yes, I do. I'm working on it.
I love your energy. I love this energy. I think you're sweeter than what you are. I love your energy. You're sweeter than you give yourself credit for.
Yeah, that's what I'm told.
You a sweet pea. You remind me of a morning glory.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Chills
really
going all through my body, girl.
Girl, it's all good. You know what?
Yeah.
I think you need prayer. And I can't do it. I don't have enough time. But I will say it ain't that nobody's, you know, I'll take time to say prayer. But let me tell you, you are already involved in that. You know that, right?
Yes, I do.
You? I think this energy is, your energy is so cool. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks.
Just refreshing.
Call me anytime, girlfriend.
Oh, my golly bum, you call me anytime right here on Greater Good Ministry Radio or on my website. Heck, just go over there and fill out a contact form. I'll talk to you anytime. Love your energy. You're going to be, everything around you is really going to be okay.
Yeah, I know. Just got
all
work
right.
Out.
Love and light to you, sister. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you, everybody.
Uh-huh.
All right. And if you want to book a full reading, just visit the website, www.misstina.com, MISSTENA.com. We currently do have specials running right now. And let me go ahead and get this next caller.
We got another caller. Cool beans. Let's do it. Let's
do
it.
And welcome to everyone in the chat room. That would be AMC26. Thank you. If you have a question in the chat room, go ahead and post it in the chat. And we can get to that at the end of the show. We always like taking the callers there first.
All right,
at any rate, our next caller is from area code 703. You're on the air with Psychic Tina Marie. We need your name and date of birth, please.
Hi, it's Sonia. It's 423-68.
All right, what can I do for you, Sonia?
Oh, I was going to ask something specific, but I was wondering what's coming through for you, so general reading.
Oh, golly, I'm Sonia. April. You know, there's something about family with you and direction and family. That, I mean, I'm going to tell you, you're kind of like tripping on things. Oh, golly bum. And I'm trying to go just as quick as the energy is bringing it to me. I got to tell you something. I don't know where flowers come up around you, but it's a big deal. And you'll see that. I think you've had a lot of mishap. A lot of mishap. But it's not your fault. it's like a learning lesson. And I know you're going to say, well, damn, when am I ever going to learn the lesson to get things going straight? I can't tell you. I can't tell you because it seems like for some particular reason, family, animals, there's so much coming up around you, darling. But I need you to know you are protected. You hear me? And I do feel lost around you also. And I'm going to shut it down right there because I think the world of you. You're a very strong individual. And it's not always going to be this way. All right. Love and light to you, baby.
Thank you.
Welcome.
And you got to realize, folks, when Tina does a psychic mini reading, it's just that. It's a mini reading. It's just the first impression, just a sample of what her work is. If you want the full benefit, you need to visit the website and book a full reading.
Well,
and
I hit people hard, and I'm sorry for that.
Yeah.
But
the website is www.misstina.com, MISSTENA.com.
All right.
And why don't we move to our next caller?
All right, let's do it.
And that is area code 502. You're on the air with Psychic Tina Marie. We need your name and date of birth, please. Area code 502. You're on the air with Psychic Tina Marie. Need your name and date of birth.
It's Debbie. My name is Debbie, and my date of birth is 6/23.
Oh, we got a strong girl on air. What can I do for you?
I just want to, mini reading, whatever's coming up, anything.
6/23?
That you've seen.
6/23, yes. Correct?
6/23, yes.
All right, hold on. That's why this show is for mature audience only. Hold on. You've been through some stuff. You've lost so much. And I got to tell you, I don't even know where to begin with you. First thing I'd like to say to you is, bless your heart. You're still kicking. You're still breathing. And you don't know which way to go. Take a deep breath. Blow it away from the phone. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
A strong booger. My golly bomb. My goodness. You are a strong gal, ain't you?
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, you had to. All right, hold on. Older deceased individual above you really is trying to give you energy.
Mm-hmm.
And you, yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
All right. That energy is so much on you, trying to give you that energy, because you're pulling it in. And that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
Just be a little bit more gentle with it. Okay?
Okay.
We
okay.
want natural force of order to come through. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You're adorable. And I am
Thank
so
you.
Don't have more time to give you, but it's just a show. You know what I'm saying? What I mean by that is, it's just an example of my work. I'm not coercing anybody to call me and book a reading, but let me tell you what. Take a deep breath, blow it away from the phone, please.
Yes.
You also got a cousin to your side that keeps tickling the side of my eye. Yeah. Bam. And he was took down fast. You have the energy that you're pulling in.
Mm-hmm.
You are more aware of what's going on. Please trust yourself and know that you're guided by the Holy Spirit. That's the only thing I can, you know, at this moment I can say to you.
Okay.
You're strong.
Yeah.
I am so proud of you. Very,
Thank
very
you.
Proud.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. We're out of time. Darn it.
Okay.
get back a hold of me over at www.misstina.com. Fill out a contact form, and we'll talk, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to GGRM.
We got 5 minutes. We still have one more call.
Oh, I got to tell you what, that energy was beautiful.
That's good.
I love it. I love it. All right, let's go to the next caller.
All right, area code 716. You're on the air with Psychic Tina Marie. We need your name and date of birth, please. Area code 716. We need your name and date of birth, please. That was my fault. I didn't turn on his microphone.
You didn't turn it on?
I did now. Area code 716. He's probably saying their name and date of birth.
Hi, Tina Marie.
I was.
Oh,
my name is Audrey.
Audrey?
And my date of birth is 3569.
Whoa. What can I do for you, darling?
Hi, Tina. I was wondering if my daughter's going to find an apartment or is she going to have to move back home?
All right, hold on, sugar. Take a deep breath. Yeah, she's gonna find a place. But guess who's gonna pay for it? You.
Yeah.
You. And guess what? You're gonna go back and get her again.
Okay.
It's okay though. It's okay. It's okay. She's going through her journey. But that's when you lay the law down. Thank you so much.
Her boyfriend left her, and she's all alone, and she has to move out of this place, and we're looking for a cheaper place where she can finish school.
I know, honey, but she's coming back home, and then she'll move out again. You're going to take the brunt of this. Thank you so much for calling into the show. If I can be any further help, come on over.
And remember, folks, we're here every Monday night at 7 p.m. Central here on Primarily Paranormal, where we talk about the paranormal, and we also do psychic mini readings. Or she does, I don't. I just handle the switchboard in the chat room. And but you can catch, if you want to catch more mini reading, Tina is running her show Tuesday through Saturday at 11 a.m. Central. And you can learn all this information at our website at www.misstina.com, MISSTENA.com.
Or you can find us over on Great Good Mystery Radio right here anytime. And please check out the rest of the programming right here on Great Good Mystery Radio.
And that's at GGMRadio.com. And you know what? We're going to end out with some bumper music.
We going to do it?
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody that has called in. We're going to flip over to the chat room, but first, we need a little music.
And this is a great song, instrumental, Stand By Me.
There you go.
We'll see you all
Thank
next
you,
week.
Thank you, everybody, for calling in.
And we'll see you tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central, Tuesday through Saturday. It's called the Psychic Tina Marie Show. Good night, everybody.